Happy Saturday. Thank you for joining our With Bible, With Family. I hope and pray that today's time in reading the Word of God and sharing the reflection as a family will be a blessing and an opportunity to meet God and meet one another in His perfect Word. Today's scripture comes from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1 through 35, and I will read the entire chapter. I'll be reading from NIV version. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself. Since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands, go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. A troublemaker and a villain, who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, he always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the ways to life, keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it cost him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is. Amen. So a lot of things happening in this chapter, but after reading it a few times, I kind of want to work from mid section of the chapter onward. I want to look at 16 through 19 first, and I'll read it for you again. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Now, if you just look at this list, it is a little vague. However, all throughout this chapter that happens here contains many good examples of how these six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable, unfold in your life. So I want to start with the top part. It starts with a very strong advice. If you have ever put up security, if you have ever shaken hands, meaning if you have ever made a promise that you cannot keep, if you made too vast of a pledge that you simply cannot pay back, Well, you need to get out of it as soon as you can, no matter what it takes. Meaning, as the list that I've shown you before, it starts with the mistakes and sins in your mouth, in your conduct, and in your heart. Have you ever made a promise that you cannot keep before? Have you ever swore before God that you'll do something for him and for other people, yet you have not done anything? Well, the author of Proverbs makes it very clear. Do whatever it takes to come through. We live in the world where the promises have been cheapened. Words are very light. But my prayer is that as believers of Jesus Christ, our words and our promises and our pledges will have some meaning in our lives. Because when words become cheap, when promises become cheapened, well, relationships struggle. And perhaps people will think that, how come these people who follow the perfect promise that Jesus talked about do not keep their own promises? Do not come through when they promised they would. So that's my prayer. Watch what you say. That is what the author of the Proverbs is saying. My prayer is that we will be able to tame our tongues in our lives so that we will only glorify God in our speech instead of harming other people. And then if you go through verse 6 onward, it's talking about laziness, is it not? It's talking about the sins and mistakes we make with our conduct. A little more slumber, a little more sleep, a little more folding of the hand. And verse 11, what does it say? And poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. As you guys know, I do high school ministry. And when you're a teenager, it's so easy to fall into laziness. It's so easy to sleep in a little bit instead of coming to church. It's so easy to fold your hands and neglect the duties that you've been given as a student. It's so easy to neglect your family duties and your friendships and keep everything to yourself and not make any investment in your life, investment into the eternal blessing that God has promised us. So again, that's the second thing, your conduct. My prayer is that your conduct will show God's provision, your conduct will show God's blessing and companionship to everyone around you. That whoever crosses paths with you will actually be blessed by your conduct. How generous you are. How obedient and submissive you are. How confident and courageous you are. And all those ways in our conduct, my prayer is that the community around you will be blessed. Finally, the second half of this chapter talks about the sin in your heart. If you look at verse 25, do not lust in your heart after her beauty. And it continues to talk about your heart, right? 21, bind them always on your heart. What's so important about the heart? Because your heart leads to your thoughts. And your thoughts lead to your conduct and your speech. Whatever you have placed in your heart, my prayer is that as a family, we'll come before the Lord and ask him to purify our thoughts, purify our hearts, so our hearts may only contain what God desires us to have in our lives. Let's be honest. There are so many things that capture our hearts before God. There are so many things that demand our attention and our allegiances other than God. In those moments, what will you do? Well, the author of Proverbs makes it very clear. Turn away from those things. Remove those thoughts from your heart. And the only way you can do that is not to sit there and try not to think about these idols and adulterous places or things in your life, but is actually to replace and fill it with the promise of God. See, I was always taught that once you lose something in your heart, in your life, something has to replace it. Because human beings cannot live with such void in our lives. Well, if you are trying to lose these idols, and in the book of Proverbs chapter 6, it is talking about adultery. It is talking about going after another person's wife, lustful thoughts and things like that. If you are to lose these things, if you are to empty your heart of these things, well, something has to replace it. And my prayer is that only God's word, only God's joy and peace will replace these sinful thoughts and sinful patterns of your heart. So today's a great day as a family. Can we reflect on how we can glorify God with our speech? How we can glorify God with our conduct? How we can glorify God in our hearts? And as you have these discussions, perhaps as a family, as a most intimate unit in your lives, well, perhaps we can talk about, we can reflect on how we can bless each other as family with our speech, conduct, and our hearts. So my prayer is that as you have this devotional, this with Bible, with family together, may your family be prosperous in the Lord's blessing. May your family continue to grow in love and intimacy. And may the peace be with you all. Let's pray together. Father, as we continue our journey through the book of Proverbs, my prayer is that we will continue to grow in our intimacy with you and with one another. May we continue to increase in our understanding of how you want us to live and allow us to daily and actively apply these lessons and these commands into our lives so that we may be blessings wherever we go. So Lord, I pray that as we reflect on our mistakes and sins that we cause with our speech, conduct, and on our hearts, Lord, I pray that you'd cleanse our tongue so that may our speech only build each other up in everything that we do. God, I pray that you would give us your vision, your dreams, so that our conduct may be a blessing and glory to your name. Lord God, I pray that you would purify our hearts today, that if there are thoughts that are vile to you, if there are thoughts that are sinful and violent, I pray that you replace them with your joy and your peace. So Lord, I pray that you continue to bless all our families. What an honorable and glorious time it is as we come together as a family to read and reflect on your word. May you continue to watch over us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.